T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jim Boylan is a little bit of an unusual head coach, and from a player...
A little bit.
Mulliott Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I understated it, apparently. Kendrick Perkins let me know. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Oh, that means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin Rhodes.
I don't know him at all. Don't know what he's about. Don't know where he comes from. Know nothing about him. I don't know him.
Yeah, we don't really know Dustin. He hides much of his personality from us. Thanks to Kevin. I want to get out of here. Yeah, he's desperate. And Ray, bless you, kind sir, for everything you do.
Thanks,
above
Ray.
And beyond, always.
There are no winners like you.
You're the number one winner, Ray. And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Gentles.
Morning, guys.
Morning,
well,
fellas.
You guys just missed it, but boy, did the Astros just put on a show.
Oh,
at their little press
nice.
Conference.
Getting that sense from the Twitter machine.
Oh, boy.
And the
Astros
text line.
Owner Jim Crane said he didn't think that their cheating scandal ever affected a game. Then was asked to clarify a minute later and said, no, I never said that. I never said it didn't affect the game.
You literally just said it didn't affect the game. He said it didn't affect the game. We won the World Series. We'll leave it at that.
And that was it? Did he take questions?
No.
And then he took questions.
That was during questions.
And then, he denied saying what he had just said.
It's really quite something.
Maybe he was quoted out of context.
Yeah, Alex Bregman tried to say, yeah, I'm really sorry for this stuff. I'm totally sorry for this. I'm so, so sorry. Goodbye.
Bregman said sorry.
Wow.
Altuve said sorry.
But, like,
but nobody's
fake,
Altuve
fake
did?
Sorry? Yeah, they both issued statements of what? 15 seconds a pop?
Maybe,
something like that. I mean, they were just prepared statements by Bregman, and then Altuve seemed to go a little bit more off the cuff. But neither of them, while saying sorry, neither of them said what we did or that we did this, just that we're sorry for things. And to me, that rings hollow.
And Crane showed no contrition?
No, he just hid behind the fact that the commissioner's investigation showed what it showed. They found out everything that happened. And it didn't affect the game.
He fired his general manager and his manager, but it didn't affect the game. So why did he fire both guys?
Well, he said too that the players were victims of poor leadership. And that's why Luno had to go. That's why other guys had to go. Despite the fact that, while leaning on the commissioner's report, which says in and of itself, this was a player-driven scheme. If it's a player-driven scheme...
Well,
and
Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker said he knows Carlos Beltran and he's a good Christian man. So,
did he say that?
Yes,
he did. But Dusty also said, and I don't know.
Did he say dude?
He did not say dude.
Okay.
But he also said we're all capable of falling short in this life, and gave you some Dusty wisdom there.
Yeah.
So that was kind of nice. I Beltran is not going to work in baseball again, and I don't think he's going to make the Hall of Fame for this either. I mean, I know it was kind of outsized as it is. Heck, I think Jose Altuve at this point.
He's tainted.
He keeps doing the
way
his numbers are tainted.
About this the way he's talking
are.
About
Here's
this.
Here's the problem. If they fall off this year, I mean, this is a big year for Altuve. If his numbers are affected when they're not cheating, everyone's going to go claiming. I'm not saying that that's the case. I mean, it could be that his mind gets distracted from the whole thing.
But imagine going to the plate every time knowing that.
Well, it would help.
With that kind of pressure.
But I'm saying...
That's a lot of pressure to take into every at-bat.
Oh, you're saying going into the plate now. I'm saying
sure.
In his career, that information had to help.
You can say it didn't affect the game, but when you start... Look, if you just created an algorithm to go look for abnormalities, statistical abnormalities and unlikelihoods... What happened to their strikeout total?
Yeah.
For so many, for George Springer and for so many of those guys, that's the glaring number, Bregman, the glaring number to me in a time where the rest of everybody else is striking out at record high rates. Record high rates we've never seen before, and one team is going in the opposite direction strongly
while leading the league in walks.
Correct.
You know, that created such a so many copycats. I mean, everybody wanted to be like the Astros. Everybody wanted to take that approach. Do you think that that was almost like a fall? It was fooling people into going in a way that wasn't sustainable?
Not 100%. I think it's gray. I do think the Astros were really good at the baseball business too.
Yeah,
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
I still don't think the Astros are the only team involved in stealing signs the way they were. It doesn't make any sense. You guys heard it. This was the worst kept secret in baseball for 4 years. And if that's the case, then some other team, some other players, you start to look around and whether you want to blame them for this or not, you start to look around and say, well, these guys are doing it and they're kicking our ass. We have to do something here. We have to start manipulating this at some point.
So you're saying that the Astros were the best cheaters and that there are teams out there that were just really bad at it.
Well, they won the World Series at the height of the banging scheme.
So that they were got the best caught. Cheaters.
Yeah, I think so. Or the worst if they got caught doing it one way or the other. I mean, this doesn't happen. Mike Fiers doesn't put his name to it.
Well, they had the best combination of – they had the best players – capable of taking advantage
yep. That's what I'm saying.
The cheating, because these guys without the cheating, you got to think, were still for the rest of their lives before they had this sophisticated system in place, were highly above average baseball players.
Sure, it's sort of like what happened during the height of the steroid era. We say, well, look, these are just really big, strong guys. Look how often they work out. Look how much they put into it. Well, yeah, because that's how you get the advantages of that extra help, is by also doing all that hard work.
But the difference is that there is no holdover. You know, you're not still some hulking giant even when you get off the juice. You haven't changed your head size. It's going to be difficult for you if you relied solely on this mm-hmm. to be able to repeat performance, because it's not still in your system.
Mm-hmm.
No, so I'm fascinated to see this year. I'm also very interested to see the reception they get on the road. We were talking about that this morning. I think it's fascinating to think about how people are going to react to them.
Right.
It's going to be, I would imagine, there's going to be some vitriol.
A lot of hostile environments.
Yeah. Look, Ryan Braun still faces it to this day.
Yeah.
Braun, once he had that, the heel turn that he had, that, and it,
yeah, but he,
a legitimate, I mean, one.
He went after some dude's job.
The guy's, I mean, life.
Exactly. Yeah. That's unbelievable. Life.
He deserves it.
So do you think that Jim Crane just got bad advice or no advice, or just is guys like that don't take advice?
I think it's the third one. I think it's guys like that don't take it. It's really hard for me to look at that guy and see any kind of remorse for winning the World Series, gaining the profits, you know, making all that happen. You don't have to give a ring back. You don't have to take the flag down. That flies forever. And the commissioner's report came out and offered that team as much shade to hide under as it possibly could.
If they didn't want to strip the titles, I get it. But why not apply, like the NCAA does, a postseason ban this year?
The argument against it is that you've got players on that team that weren't there earlier. And I don't care.
Yeah.
The organization did it. It's a player run thing that went all the way through the top. You've got emails that are labeled code breaker and dark arts. Sorry, that's an institutional issue.
That's right.
Isn't the intern that devised the whole thing an executive now, a senior executive within the organization?
Still in the organization.
How is he still employed?
I don't know.
But this was all his idea.
I don't.
And they rid themselves of everything and everybody that had, you know, that contributed to this.
Well, the how.
Unemployed now?
No, he's not. He's got a job. The how, which is the people, the how he's still employed is because the MLB report allowed Jim Crane to just fire the top two guys.
You're right.
And skate on.
What?
Sorry. What are you guys going to be doing today?
Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about the White Sox, as they reported yesterday, and all of a sudden they're all hurt. Yeah. So.
No, the pitcher.
He's unemployed? All-Star Weekend is the NBA is descending upon Chicago, so we can kick that off. Kenny Smith of the NBA on TNT is going to be here in studio.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Kenny the Jet, man. I love that guy.
He's going to come hang out with us for a little while. Might squeeze in a midday midway, and we've got another pair of passes to the NBA crossover event at Navy Pier. Yeah, 10:30 is Kenny Smith.
Well done.
That's fantastic.
All right, look forward to that.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.